of coming up after the news.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 30, Polokwane and Mbombela 31. City Power in Johannesburg is responding to a power outage in the CBD that is affecting major hospitals. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena says customers in Beria, Hillbrow, Parktown and the surrounding areas have also been impacted.
Affected healthcare services around the area have been engaged and notified and will, during this period, use alternative methods such as their own generators to enable them to continue providing the much-needed services to their patients.
The Gauteng Department of Health meanwhile responded saying that the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital continues to be operational. Sticking to energy matters, Electricity Minister Khosiensora Mokgopa has announced Eskom's plan to add 2,580 megawatts to the grid in the next 6 months. The minister says this will be facilitated by the returns of the units Kuberg, Medupi and Kusile. Mokgopa also acknowledged the private sector for their aggressive rollout of solar power systems, easing the strain on the grid. Moving to politics, the ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says former President Jacob Zuma can find a new name for the Umkhonto we Sizwe party. He briefed the media today after the Durban High Court dismissed the ANC's trademark case against the MK party with costs. Political analyst Goodenough Mashego meanwhile says the ANC is working against itself by giving the matter so much time.
They should be focused wholly on elections right now, but they are focused on court. And because they are contesting against a party that only started a few months ago, they are giving so much attention to that political party, to Umkhonto we Sizwe party.
Visiting professor at Wits Business School, Yanni Rousseau, says Old Mutual would have to have a substantial amount of money to start a bank. How much? Let's hear what he says.
The last amount that I remember is 500 million rand, but it might have changed. I've not checked that amount recently, but 500 million rand or more than that is a substantive amount.
Now, this follows as the financial services giant announced last week that they will be starting a new bank after getting approval from the South African Reserve Bank. And then on the diary for tomorrow, a 52-year-old man who allegedly faked his own kidnapping to receive ransom money of about 60,000 rand will appear in the Gariga Magistrates Court tomorrow. So we'll keep an eye on that. And finally, we've been looking at various ways of how people contribute towards restoring natural habitats on World Earth Day. The current Miss Africa and Regional Youth Coordinator for WESA, Michaela Warriker, says they've built a garden in Arcadia to rehabilitate a piece of land that's been abandoned.
We really looked at the plot of land, which had so much concrete under it from the previous building. We said, okay, but what can we do here to restore life to the soil?
So after digging up the concrete there, various approaches have been taken to repurpose this concrete.
Bioretention pools, water retention pools, and the concept of a hillock, which is just building our own little mountain to host a biodiversity system of its own. We're hoping that these plants could perhaps put a lot of the nutrients back into the soil that wasn't there once before.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.